Welcome to Shomach Shavah and the Daf. We're holding in Menoches Daf Kuv Beis. We're in the middle of the sugya of Kol Ha'Oimid. Something which is about to be done is considered to be as if it's done. Kol Ha'Oimid Le'Osoy Is Ke'Osoy Dami. And the Gemara Daf tells us, brings Rav Ashi that says there's a difference between a Maise, something that requires a Maise, and something that does not require a Maise. Zriko is a Maise. So you don't say Kol Ha'Oimid Le'Zorik Ke'Zorik Dami, something which is about to be thrown, considered to be thrown, because it requires a Maise. But when we're talking about bedia, redeeming hekdesh, it only requires dibur. Kol ha'oimed lipado is kepado dami. This definition, this idea, this concept connects very well with a sugya nagata that we have in the Gemara Nida Daf Lamed Amud Beis. The Gemara there says that the uber b'me'imoy, a fetus in the womb of his mother, so they teach him the kol ha'terah kolo. When he comes out of the of Me'imoy, so comes a malach, the soitra al pi, he hits him in his mouth, and then umshakos kol ha'terah kolo, he forgets the whole Torah. What's the idea that a baby is learning Torah, forgetting, and then coming back and learning it again? So why does he have to learn and forget? So it's about that name of the Vilna Gaon. It's really printed already in Mishlei in short, but more in length in the Sefer Ma'ilas HaTorah, which was written by the brother of the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon explained that each one has his own chelik in Torah. Each one in our synagogue got his own chelik. And that's the idea of yagato motzas otamin. You have to work hard to find. What's the find? Find means something which is already there. Because every person has his own chelik in Torah, they need to come and discover it. So where do you have your chelik in Torah? Where does your chelik in Torah come from? It comes from learning it b'mei imoy. That's where they give him your chelik in Torah. Now in the Chofetz Chaim, Shemoyim chelikah perakut gimel, that he's marich on this, and he brings this idea that therefore Anadam Loimid al Mashli Bechofetz. That's why a person should learn what he likes. Because he has his own chelik, his own shaykh as a Torah. His shaykh comes from Bimei Imoy. But what is the oimik in this girl? Why you need to have your own chelik which is given to you and then you have to go and discover it? So some want to say the pshat is the Torah to come and connect the Torah in this world. If you don't have shaykh to it before, you won't be able to get to it later. But near Yoyser Boimik, really, this is the pshat in everything that happens in this world. The Mekubalim tell us that the world was created as a fixed world, and then it broke, and our avoid is to come and fix it. Why was fixed and then broken? Because you don't start from scratch. You don't start yesh miayin, going something doesn't exist. There was something there, but it was removed, they have to come and fix it. The Medrash tells the beginning of the Torah right away, that Beis HaMikdash is bonoi, v'chore v'bonoi. Built, destroyed, then rebuilt. You don't start from scratch, you go back to its original state. And this seems to be the yisoid of our sugya. The yisoid of the sugya is kol ha'oimid, something which is in the process of going to somewhere, so it's considered to be already there. To go from nothing to something, that's something that we don't do in this world. That's not the mahalach avoid in this world. But the mahalach is that you're already in the process, you're in the process, and then it happens. Kol ha'oimid is considered to be done. And this is specifically fitting, according to what Rav Ashi says, has to do with Dibur. So anything that has to do with Dibur, because we'll give us the power that we're already there, we have the potential. A tinuk being imur learns Torah, so he already is in the process. He has his own chelik. Kol ha'oimid, he's about to get there. We find it also, legabe tefillah, legabe nidarim. We have a Gemara on Tainis, it's both in the Bavli and Yerushalmi, two different contexts, but both referring to Tainisim. The Gemara in Tainis, Daf Chesed Beis brings that they wanted to do a Tainis, but the Malchus did not allow them. So set up Zeru, mekabel the Tainis right now, and once the Malchus stops, we'll do the Tainis. Even though we didn't do the actual Tainis here, we just did the Kabbalah, it's good enough, because it says in the Pasuk by Daniel, Vayomer Elai, Al Tira Daniel, don't be afraid, Ki Mina Yomer Rishon Shirasat Ez Lipcho. From the first day that you accepted on yourself, your words were heard. So once you accepted yourself a tainis, even though you didn't do tainis yet, it's considered to be as if you did it. Similarly, we have in the Yerushalmi, tainis per gimel aloha aleph. If there's a big tzara in the tzibur that do a tainis right away, they could wait until Monday. Why? Because once you accepted yourself a tainis, it's considered to be as if you did it. So when we talk about Torah and about Tefillah, once you're already in the process, kol ha'oimid le'asoy is ke'asoy dami. So when a person is born, he already comes onto the world with a specific mission and potential he has in him. He has that Torah, he has his own chayit, he has to come and achieve it. So he's in the mahalach of kol ha'oimid le'asoy is ke'asoy dami. He's in the process, he already belongs to this mahalach. Anyone who wants to join a sponsor, Shomachshava Shurim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.